But getting back, I suppose, to the Regal Cinema and getting back to the 30 years of getting back to the 30 years of Yard Musical Society, folks, indeed. So many memories and so many people down there. It was great to see a packed cinema down there, folks. And, of course, has to be great praise has to be given, of course, to the Regal staff of the Regal Cinema there. And, indeed, Mikozzi as well for putting a fantastic film and fantastic interview there with Geraldine Kelly as well. And, of course, Geraldine was there at the very, very start. And, indeed, she went right through all the musicals. But there are so many musicals and such entertainment there. But during the night, and indeed while the festivities were going on, I grabbed Geraldine Brown and had a quick chat with Geraldine Brown. And indeed, Geraldine Brown, of course, is the president of the Yard Musical Society. And this is what she had to say.
Geraldine Brown, the president of 30 years of Yard Musical Society.
Yes, indeed, Noel.
From very humble beginnings.
From very humble beginnings with the Dominic Collins pageant. That's how it all started.
It started in the parish church, wasn't it?
In the parish church in 1992.
Yes.
Or maybe 93. Not sure about that.
Mm.
But then the Musical Society was formed in 93, definitely.
Yes.
And our first show was the Sound of Music.
Yes.
And I was a founder member with Eileen Hunt.
You were there at the very start.
There at the very start.
My God. From very humble beginnings.
Very humble beginnings, yes. Yeah. And the talent was there because of the Dominic Collins pageant. They could see the talent. And someone just said one night casually, well, how about forming a musical society? And that's how it started.
Some of the originals like yourself, that's... treaded the board, so to speak.
Well, I didn't ever tread the boards, Noel.
But you did the next best thing, literally, didn't you?
Well, I suppose I
because you were at the helm, actually.
I was like the first chairperson was, I think, was it Eileen Hunt? I can't recall now, Noel, to
yes.
be honest. Eileen Hunt was there, Padraig Hyde, myself. I was the social secretary.
Yes.
The treasurer, I think, might have been Jo Kelly. She was another person
yes.
that was there, just to see the people who were there, really.
I know, yes.
I can't remember what function they had.
Yes.
And there was Gertie Lupton, Vera Medvey, Teresa Cudlip, of course, the late and great Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes. Edmund was an icon, wasn't he?
Edmund was an icon.
Yes.
And he just brought out the best in people.
He did, because he had the background.
He had the background, yeah.
Yes.
It was fantastic, and it went from there. And I must say, the late and great, again, Dean Thornhill.
He was the driving force behind it.
He was the first president.
Oh, I see.
And he was fantastic, you know,
yes.
for fun. We fundraised and we did everything.
Yes.
And got it going. And... the rest is history, as they
say. And he started off as in the community centre, wasn't it? Was it the community
yeah,
centre?
Yeah, the first
The very first show was in the community centre.
Yeah, was in the community centre.
And he had practically nothing. He hadn't two brass pens to rub together at the
no,
time.
We didn't really. And there was nuns all over the town at the time, because there was about 40 nuns in it.
Yes.
They weren't in, like, the original Sound of Music film.
Yeah. Yes.
There was only a couple of nuns. But
yes.
there was nuns inside in Super Value and in the Nook, and you name it, going yes. around the street.
Trying to collect a couple
and,
of bob
and there was
the,
a bed
the
out the
road.
Back of the community centre.
Yes.
And the bed had to be thrown in the dump when the show was over, because they were all jumping into the bed, Liam Ryan being the greatest culprit of the lot. Jumping in with the nuns into the bed.
Yes. Great times.
Oh, great times.
And great people involved in it.
Great people, yeah. And I made numerous friends.
Of course.
Obviously, you make friends that I'm still friendly with.
Yes.
And I've been like a friend, I suppose, of the Musical Society ever since, really.
Yes.
I was treasurer at one stage, way, way back. And I suppose I always supported the shows and went and sold the tickets
yes.
and blah, blah,
yes.
blah, did all that kind of thing.
Yes.
But, it's fantastic, that it survived. And I must say, I'm always praising her, but Eileen Hunt was the person that kept it all going. through.
She was the glue.
She absolutely was, you know.
Yes.
So I was honoured when they asked me to be president last year, like for the 30th year.
Yes.
So here I am still, and I'll do it for 3 years, obviously, you know. Then you hand over to chain to somebody else.
Can I ask you, looking back on the 30 years, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that it would get this far?
No, probably not, Noel. Because I remember when we did The Sound of Music, I met a guy who was Danny Carroll from Carrick-on-Shore. Edmund would have been a friend.
Yes.
And he invited him over. And he couldn't get over the community spirit in y'all. And he said, enjoy it while it's like this, because it won't last.
But he was wrong.
He was wrong.
It did last. And looking at the celebrations of the 30 years tonight here in the Regal Cinema, it's going from strength to strength.
It is. And I'm delighted, really, to see the younger people getting involved, because they're the future.
Of course.
You know, the young girls and boys that were on the stage this year for 30 years of musical magic. That was the show.
It must have been a great sense of pride to you now.
Oh,
to
absolutely.
Say, when you look back and you say, look, we started with nothing, but now look at it.
Look at it, yeah. It has come all that way. And there is massive talent in y'all. And we're very lucky, I think, in y'all, to have a musical society. They don't have one in Middleton.
No.
You know, I don't know whether it's because they're too close to Cork or whatever. Y'all is unique in that. There's huge talent. And I think all that talent would have sprung from the late Father Barry, who, Noel, you probably remember Father Barry yourself.
I don't remember Father Barry, but I heard so much about him. His shows in the town hall.
Yeah.
Yes. So many. And I suppose you could say that he was the catalyst, I suppose, that awakened that.
Well, I think he gave everybody, all the young people, including my own husband, who would say he gave them their love and appreciation of good music. You know, so I think a lot of it stemmed from that.
Right.
We wouldn't have known that, like.
Yes.
Because I'm not from y'all originally, but I think that's where it came from initially.
But without that, when you had your very first meeting and what somebody suggested, I suppose, after the pageant in the parish church, when somebody suggested, let's form a musical society. If somebody hadn't said that,
it would never have happened.
It never have happened. You wouldn't have been here now.
And where we were was inside in the old GA club up near the church.
The old library there by the parish church. Yes.
That we used to go there after the show. Sure, the bishop and all came to that, the Dominic Collins. It was phenomenal, like.
It was a huge undertaking, I suppose.
Huge undertaking. You know? And Edmund Fitzgerald, again.
He wrote the script for it. And I suppose without his endeavours, it wouldn't have taken place.
That wouldn't have
taken place. So we owe these people an awful lot, don't we?
An awful lot.
Yes.
Absolutely, we do.
Geraldine, it's been great talking to you.
A pleasure, Noel.
And indeed, congratulations.
And thank you so much.
And here's,
Noel,
we'll raise it last to the next 30 years.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I'll be around, Noel, but.
I think you will.
I might be.
You'll be the driving force. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Noel.
Geraldine Brown there, and indeed talking, I suppose, about the halcyon days there of the start of the Your Musical Society. We're going to take an ad break, folks. It's coming up to 11 o'clock, folks, and we take an ad break, and we should be back directly after this short break.